The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, is encouraging 15,000 Turkish Kurds to return home from northern Iraq. The refugees have been staying at the Atrush camp there since 1994. They fled to northern Iraq when security forces in southeastern Turkey began clearing out entire villages in their search for Kurdish separatist guerrillas known as the PKK. Now the UN says the PKK has infiltrated the refugee camp. Chris Nuttall in Ankara filed this report for the BBC.
The Turkish government has been pressing for some time for the closure of the Atrush camp, which it maintains is being used as a base by the Turkish-Kurdish separatist fighters of the PKK. In a message to the refugees of Atrush, the agency officially admits the PKK's presence among them. It says it has been increasingly difficult to protect and assist them because the neutral and humanitarian character of the camp is not being respected. It offers them all necessary assistance to return home, informing them that the Turkish government has announced that they can do so in safety without fear of recrimination. The government wants to demonstrate to an international community critical of its policy towards the Kurdish minority that the situation is improving in the southeast. It's promising financial assistance and building materials to help in the reconstruction of destroyed villages. It said it wants to phase out the state of emergency there. Chris Nuttall, BBC News, Ankara.